Okay, right now, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, and let's stand. Okay?
我们来翻到提摩太后书第四章第六节。
Okay, I believe the verses are inside your bulletin. 那经文是在这里面，你们可以读。 I'll read verse number 6. Okay, we'll read all together, I think, because we've got Chinese English. Let's read all, just read all together, verse 6 to 8. Okay? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Are we ready? Ready? 1, 2, begin. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Okay, let's just have a word of prayer.
Okay, 我们来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们的天父,
we pray that you will speak to our hearts now.
我们祈祷你来跟我们的心交谈。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
以主的圣灵求。
Amen. Amen. Okay, please be seated.
请坐。
Paul is about to face the end of his life.
保罗即将面临生命的尽头。
Paul was an apostle.
保罗是耶稣的使徒。
He has trusted Christ, and when he met Christ on the road, he trusted Christ when he met Christ on the road to do more harm to Christians.
他在要去陷害基督徒的途中接受了耶稣。
Paul has been preaching the gospel that Jesus is the true God, and the Roman emperor did not like that.
他到处宣传福音，教导人们耶稣才是真神，罗马王一点也不喜欢。
Initially, the Roman emperor tolerated these Christians.
刚开始，这罗马王忍受了这些基督徒们的行为。
But soon they learned that these Christians were expanding too fast.
不过后来他发现基督徒增长迅速。
There was an all-out effort to destroy these Christians.
他们要全面地铲除所有的基督徒。
So Paul was arrested, he was sentenced, and now he was tried, and now he is sentenced to have his head chopped off.
保罗被逮捕了，并被判斩头。
In this passage, Paul is sharing his final thoughts on his own life.
在这章经文里，保罗分享了他最后的想法。
Different people will have different responses at the end of their lives.
不同的人在死前会有不同的反应。
Some people are very afraid of the unknown.
有些害怕未知的将来。
There was one man who said, I am as good as without hope, a sad old man gazing into a final chasm, a final gap.
有个人说, 我已绝望, 一个可怜的老人遥望着这最后的断层。
Gandhi, I think most of us will know Gandhi, 15 years before his death, he said this.
甘地在他死前的15年说道,
I must tell you in all humility that Hinduism, as I know it, entirely satisfies my soul, fills my whole being, and I find solace in the Gita, the Hindu scriptures, and the writings of the Hindus.
他说,我要虔诚地告诉你, 印度教完全地满足了我的灵魂, 充满了我, 我也在印度经文里找到了慰藉。
Shortly before his death,
但他在临死前,
he said this, my days are numbered.
他说, 我的日子不多了,
I'm not likely to live much longer, perhaps a year or more.
我活不久了。
For the first time in 50 years, I find myself in a slough of despond, a slough of desperation.
我在我50年的人生里第一次发现我在绝望的泥沼。
All about me is darkness, and I'm praying for light.
我被黑暗遮盖, 我在为光明祈祷。
Here was a man who was very confident 15 years before, and now sometime before his death, he has no confidence in what he's going to face in the future.
这人在15年前,他非常的有信心, 对他的宗教很有信心，可是现在他完全绝望。
Paul, on the other hand, in this passage, shares that he was ready for his time of death.
保罗却跟我们分享，他死前这么分享，说他很有信心。
He says that he was going to be offered.
他说他即将被奉献了。
He considered his death an offering.
他觉得他的死是奉献。
For those of us as Christians who know Paul, his whole life was an offering to God.
我们认识保罗使徒，他的一生是给予神的奉献。
What he preached, he practiced.
他执行了他所传的道。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
罗马书第十二章第一到第二节说道，兄弟们，我因天主的怜悯，劝你们将身体献上，当作洁净的活祭，就是天主所喜欢的事。如此侍奉天主是理所应当的。
So what he preached in Romans chapter 12, he practiced with his life.
所以保罗他所传的罗马第十二章第一和第二节，他做到了。
I know it may sound a bit morbid to be talking about death at the anniversary celebration.
我知道在周年纪念日谈死亡是有一点不恰当。
But I believe that this might be a good time to just reflect on this one question.
不过也许这是个好机会来思考这个问题。
What will we be saying as we face the reality of the end of our lives?
我们在我们生命结束前会说一些什么？
The reason is because when we know what we are aiming for at the end, we will be better equipped to live now for the glory of God.
如果我们知道我们的目标，那么就可以在现在活着的时候更好的来荣耀神。
In 2 Corinthians 5:11, Paul says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章第十一节说到，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝化人。
Paul is saying, knowing what I'm... Paul knows that at the end of his life, as a Christian, he's going to face the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗知道当他死后他会面对耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus Christ is going to call into account everything that he has done.
耶稣基督便会要他把他生前所做过的事情一一的来交代。
As a church, as Christians, we need to be ready to meet God.
我们作为教会的，我们必须为面对神来做准备。
Romans 14:12 says, So then every one of us, Christians, shall give an account of himself to God.
罗马书第十四章第十二节说到，如此我们个人都要将自己的事在天主面前呈明。
Today, as we celebrate our sixth anniversary as a church, God wants us to stop and reflect. How will we meet him at the judgment seat?
神要我们在这六周年纪念日来思考我们死亡时会怎么面对他。
Will we face the judgment seat with rejoicing, standing firm, giving thanks? Or will we face it with regret?
我们会开心、坚决、感恩地面对死亡，还是会用后悔来面对呢？
As a local church, an ambassador, how will we as a church press on that will remain firm despite the trials?
我们的教会又会怎么来前进？希望我们能在困难中坚定，感谢神的领导。
Thanking God for His leading, His grace, and His guidance all this life till He comes.
感谢神的领导，直到他的到来。
We want to learn some lessons, three lessons from Paul's last statement.
我们要从保罗的遗言里学到三个要点。
Number one, notice 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6.
第一点，我们在提摩太后书第四章第六节读到。
Timothy says, For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure from the body is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. And I've kept the faith.
现在我的血将流如酒灌奠，我离世的日期快到了。
Number one, we need to be focused to the end.
第一，我们必须专注到最后。
If you look at how Paul wrote this, you will realize that he was pretty focused to the end, wouldn't you think?
如果你读这经文，你可以从里面看到保罗给我 每一个他专注到最后的强烈感觉。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, I just read, it's a very important summary of Paul's goal in this life.
腓立比书第三章第十三到第十四节是一个很重要的经文，来总结保罗的一生。
He said, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我不是为自己，我不是自以为而得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后的，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得天主因基督耶稣从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Paul only had one aim in life, and that is in everything that he does, he must win the prize that God has for him.
保罗的生命里只有一个目标，他所做的都是为赢取神的奖赏，来圆满神所差遣给他的任务。
To fulfill the calling of the Lord in his life, and God's calling for Paul was to reach the Gentiles with the gospel.
而神召唤保罗的就是把福音传给外邦人。
You know, it's interesting in the life of Paul, he reached the known world for Christ.
保罗在他有生以的生命里，他把福音传到了那些外邦人。
What is your aim in life?
你的生命目标是什么？
What is God's will for your life?
神给予你的目标又是什么？
You know, I do not know what God's individual will is for each one of you, but I do know that in everything you do or I do, we are to give glory to God.
我不知道神在你们生命里的计划是什么，但我知道我们所做的一切都要荣耀神。
In 1 Corinthians 10:31, wherefore, therefore, ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
哥林多前书第十章第三十一节说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀天主而行。
In other words, in the smallest things of your life, whether you eat or you drink, you are doing it to glorify God.
就是说，在你们生命里最渺小的事情，你们都必须做来荣耀神。
Our focus in our lives need to glorify God in everything we do.
我们的生命目标必须无论做什么都要为荣耀天主而行。
I want to just very quickly, what is involved in being focused? Because Paul was focused to the end. What's involved in being focused?
那么专注代表些什么？
Number one, according to Paul, it involves fighting the good fight.
第一，保罗说，必须善道征战。
The Christian life is a conflict.
基督徒的生命是一个征战。
In 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, Paul tells Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章第十二节，保罗说，你应当为所信的善道征战。
In 1 Timothy 1:18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest by them, by the word of God, war a good warfare.
提摩太前书第一章第十八节，我儿提摩太呀，我照从前指着你的预言吩咐你，需要因这预言常为善道征战。
The Bible tells us that in our Christian life we are fighting a warfare.
圣经告诉我们，基督徒的生命是一个征战。
So who do we fight with?
我们跟谁征战呢？
Number one, you fight with your flesh.
我们跟肉体征战。
In Romans 13 verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
罗马书第十三章第十四节，总要依备主耶稣基督，不可思想肉体的事，以致放纵私欲。
Okay, I'm just going to go away from this for a while to explain this. Some of us as Christians prefer our comfort zone.
我们有一些基督徒喜欢保留在我们舒服的一些事情。
And whenever something's hard comes along, we always say, no, that's not for me.
当有一些比较困难的事情发生了，我们会说，哦，我不想做这些事。
Because when God asks us to move out of our comfort zone, we have to fight with ourselves.
因为当神让我们离开我们感觉到舒服的那个状况时，我们必须跟自己奋斗。
So that's why sometimes, children, you disobey your parents because you don't want to listen to your parents.
所以有时候小孩子会不听父母的话，因为肉体告诉他们他不要听父母的话。
So sometimes as fathers or mothers, we do things we know are not in the Bible,
所以父母有时候我们做一些事情跟圣经里所说的不一致
because it's inconsistent with the Bible
因为和圣经里所写的完全不符合
because we would rather stay comfortable where we feel rather than saying God I trust you and fight against our own flesh
因为我们宁愿保留在我们觉得舒服的地方而不跟从神来跟我们的肉体奋战
Number two thing we fight against is the world.
第二点是我们跟世界奋战。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now worketh in the children of disobedience.
以弗所书第二章第二节，凡事随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权的，就是现在诱惑那悖逆天主的人的邪魔。
According to this verse, there is a philosophy in this world.
这个经文说在这世上有一些理论
In different countries of the world, there are different philosophies.
世界上不同的国家有不同的想法和理论
In Singapore, the philosophy is study hard, get a good job, and live a good life.
新加坡的想法就是努力读书,找个好工作,然后活一个好好的生命
And you hear that all the time when our ministers talk about that.
我们的部长经常也那么的提醒我们
When you talk about upgrading your skills,
要提升自己的工作能力,
please don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with that.
这其实没有错,
but the philosophies of this world become drummed in into many Christians today.
不过这世上的理论开始跑到了我们的脑海里,
it's okay to work hard.
努力工作是好的,
it's okay to study hard.
努力读书也是好的,
in fact, we should be the best students. In our school, in our classes, in our institutions, as Christians.
其实我们作为基督徒的，我们应该是在学校里做的最好的。
We should be the best workers in our workplace as Christians.
我们必须在工作的地方是最好的工人。
But when our work and our studies take the place of what God intends, that is wrong.
可是如果我们把工作和学业放到神的前面，那就错了。
Because Matthew 6:33, which is not in the verse, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
马太福音说到说我们必须先去寻找神才把其他的东西放到后面。
So the world have a lot of influences on us.
这世界上有很多风俗习惯来影响我们。
Can I just ask, you don't have to put up your hand, in your families, what is your favorite television program?
在你们家里，你们最喜欢的电视节目是什么？
What is your favorite hobby during your free time?
你闲暇时间你最喜欢的娱乐是什么？
Is it computer games?
是电脑游戏吗？
Is it some fighting show?
是一些打架的戏吗？
What do you watch on the internet?
你在网络上看一些什么？
What kind of songs do you listen to?
你听什么歌曲？
All this, if it is your favorite and doesn't glorify God, You're not fighting the world.
如果这些你喜欢的不荣耀神，那你不是和世界征战。
Many Christians listen to rock music thinking it's okay.
很多基督徒听摇滚音乐还觉得那是可以的。
Many fathers allow that in your family thinking that it's okay.
很多父亲也让他家庭成员听这些不该听的东西。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, there's a prince of the power of the air, the devil himself.
以弗所书说到他空中掌权的就是恶魔。
And he is the spirit that works in the children of disobedience.
他就是那让诱惑那背叛天主的人的邪魔。
So when you find that there is rebellion in the family, guess who is at work?
当你发现家里有叛逆的人，那你猜一猜是谁在工作了？
Satan is at work because there's a spirit of disobedience.
撒旦他在背后做一些事情。
So the flesh, the world, and thirdly, the devil himself.
所以肉体世界还有最后一点是撒旦。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8, let me just read. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 8.
彼得前书第五章第八节说到,务要谨慎进行,因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同咆哮的狮子,偏行寻找可吞食的人。
Do you realize when lions roar, their purpose is not to eat you?
你知道当狮子咆哮时它的目的其实不是要吃你
When they do
当它
It's not to eat you
时它不是要吃你
It is not to eat you, it is to intimidate you
它是要吓你 而不是要吃你
You know this world have a lot of threats they put on you
这世界有很多 威胁你的事情
Oh, if you don't work hard, you're not going to get a good job That's a threat
如果你不好好的工作，你不好好的努力，那样的话，你就找不到一份很好的工作， 那是一个威胁。
The boss comes and tell you you don't work hard. I'm sorry, you don't have your promotion.
老板来威胁你说你不努力工作，那么的话你就不能升职。
In the family, there may be arguments and say 我不爱你了。
家里可能就有一些争执说我不爱你了。
So all this threatened and it creates fear and anxiety within the believer.
这些恐吓使到 信徒们恐惧和害怕
Oh, if you don't study hard you're not going to be able to get a good job next time and you will just be like one of those road sweepers Parents, have you used that before?
你如果不好好读书那以后你长大就变成要在街边扫地的清道夫
There's two responses for children
那孩子们会有两个反应
One is
Okay, I'll study hard
第一个反应就是孩子会很害怕
Number two is I don't care
第二就是孩子
Usually, many times, it's a second response.
通常都是第二个反应。
Because later on, they'll quietly go and study hard.
因为他之后他会安静的去 努力读书。
You see, the world gives us a lot of traps to create fear in the life of a Christian.
这世界给予我们基督徒很多的恐吓和来导致我们的害怕。
What's the opposite of fear?
恐惧的反义词是什么？
What's the opposite of fear? Opposite of fear is faith.
恐惧的反义词就是信。
I just very quickly just remember when Peter dropped into the water and Jesus wanted to save him, what did Jesus say to him?
当彼得掉入了河里, 耶稣要救他时, 彼得说了些什么?
Why are you so fearful, ye of little faith.
耶稣说了些什么? 耶稣问彼得, 你为什么缺少了信?
The flesh, the world, and Satan will do all they can to sidetrack us and to distract us.
肉体世界和撒旦会竭尽所能的来迷惑以转移我们。
You know, how many of you will know what is WMD?
你们这里知道什么是WMD吗?
谁知道吗? What's WMD? huh? What? Weapons of mass destruction.
大规模杀伤性武器
okay. In Singapore, we have WMD all over the place
新加坡我们有很多这种武器
It's called the Weapons of Mass Distraction
这就是 大规模转移我们的目标的武器
Facebook
面部
Twitter 还有什么?
微博
Instagram Weapons of Mass Distraction
就
Okay.
大规模转移我们目标的武器
So when we're supposed to be reading the Bible Hey, Facebook, I got this I don't have my handphone, you know When you read Then you I'll read the Bible again
WhatsApp,
yeah
当我们在读圣经的时候 却会有很多转移我们目标的 比如说 面部, Twitter 手机在响, WhatsApp 之类的东西 来转移我们的目标
Children, you don't have to put your hand. How many of you actually honestly in your heart, when you're supposed to study, you play computer games, don't put up your hand.
在这里的同学们, 在你们应该读书的时候, 多少人会跑去玩电子游戏?
Weapons of mass distraction.
大规模转移目标性的武器。
In some countries of the world, some Christians face death.
在有些国家, 基督徒面临死亡。
But that is the threat Satan gives to these believers.
可是那就是撒旦给这些信徒的恐吓。
For us in Singapore, thank God, we don't have to face that.
感谢主,我们在新加坡不需要为做基督徒而面临死亡。
But are you distracted from your focus of following Jesus Christ?
可是你在对耶稣的专注被诱惑和转移了吗?
First, it involves fighting a good fight. Secondly, it involves being focused on finishing our course.
第一，我们必须专注；第二，我们必须专注完成我们的路程。
This course refers to the pathway intended, God intends for us to run.
这当然指神给我们的计划的路程。
God has a will for us.
神在我们的生命里有计划。
In John chapter 4, verse 34, the Bible says, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish it."
约翰福音第四章第三十四节说，耶稣对他们说，遵行差遣我的父的旨意，做完了他的工，这就是我的食物了。
Christians, God did not save us to live for ourselves, but to live for Christ and to do His will.
神不是为了要我们为自己而活才拯救我们。
God wants us to learn from the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, not merely to do the will of God, but to finish it.
神要我们向耶稣学习，不只是做神的旨意，还要完成它。
Many Christians are good starters.
很多基督徒会开始。
Not many Christians are finishers.
可是他们不会结束。
We need to be finishers.
我们必须结束。
When God gives us a ministry, we need to finish and do a good job of it.
当神给我们我们该做的，我们必须开始也把它结束。
It involves finishing our course.
我们必须完成这个路程。
However, we know in running a race, in doing a course, in traveling, there will always be challenges, obstacles, and pain.
不过我们都知道，在赛跑时，在前行时，总会有挑战、障碍、阻挡、绊脚的痛苦和危机。
This is the norm for any race, any course. Would you agree?
这是生活里常遇到的。
Some of you go to work, and your work course is tough.
有些人去工作，而觉得工作其实很困难。
Because perhaps your colleagues are unreasonable.
可能你的同事很蛮不讲理。
Maybe the work you do to you is really hard.
可能给你的工作非常的困难。
Maybe your boss doesn't understand you.
可能你的老板不了解你。
So usually in this situation, many people will say, 我不干了。
所以通常在这个情况，很多人会说我不干了。
Oh, I resign. I don't want to do already.
我辞职，我不做。
Some Christians, when they run the race, they face an obstacle. They say, "I'm leaving the Christian race."
所以有些基督徒在这个赛跑里，他们遇到了困难，他说，我要离开了。
Not Paul. He says, "I've finished my course."
不过保罗他说，我必须完成这个路程。
Let me ask you, if you face the prospect of leaving this world today, have you finished the course?
我来问你，如果我们今天离开这世上，你完成了这个程途吗？
Or will you be honest and say, "No, I'm no longer running the course"?
你还是会诚实地说，不，我已经不在竞赛里奔跑了。
I do not know that there is a will of God in my life for me.
还是你会说，我根本不知道我神的旨意在我生命里是什么？
Can I say this gently? If you're not a Christian today, you're not even running the race.
我可以很告诉你。说如果你不是基督徒，你根本就不是在这个路程上。
But God wants to give us that course when you trust Christ as your Savior.
可是神要给予我们他的计划的路程，让我们去跑。
Number three, in being focused, we need to be keeping the faith.
第三，我们必须保持对神的信。
Keeping the faith refers to preserving the faith in Christ intact at the end of your life.
这代表着我们必须保持对耶稣基督的信到生命结束为止。
That means through the course, the race, the fight, you will never let the faith of Christ down.
这代表了在竞赛路程里不停的征战，不让我们对耶稣的信动摇。
May I say this? We can't say we are Christians, but do our lives show that we are Christians?
我们可以说我们是基督徒，可是我们的生活里显现了吗？
Are there works of faith to justify that we are believers, and do we live our faith to the next generation?
我们的生活里有可以以信来传承到下一代的东西吗？
There was a marathon runner.
有一个马拉松赛跑。
He was sent from his country to represent his country in the marathon.
有个人被他的国家派遣到这个赛跑。
And the race started with hundreds of competitors.
这个比赛开始了，有一百多个竞赛者。
As he was running halfway, he sprained his ankle.
他跑到了半路，他扭到了脚。
Very, very painful.
非常疼痛。
A lot of the officials say, "Hey, you are in pain. We better take care of you now."
很多人说，你脚已经在痛了，我们来照顾你吧。
It was very painful, and he was obviously in a lot of pain as he was holding his ankle.
他用手抓着他的脚, 他忍受了很多痛苦。
And he pushed all the people away.
他把旁边的人都推开。
He continued on the race.
他继续赛跑。
Because of his sprained ankle, he couldn't run as fast.
因为他扭伤了脚, 他不能跑得快。
There came a time when they know there was one more competitor, but they didn't know where he was because a lot of the, or most of the runners have already finished the course.
那些参赛者都已经结束了他们的赛跑, 可是他们知道还有一个人还没结束。
Well, 2 or 3 hours later,
2-3个小时之后,
they saw this limping person walking into the stadium.
他们看到了这个人拐着脚,
and then suddenly say, hey, that's him.
那些人说, 就是他,
the one that we don't know where he was.
那个我们不知道跑到哪去的人,
and he was limping the last 400 meters to the finishing line.
他就一拐一拐地跑完了最后的400米。
As he was limping into the stadium, the crowd started to stand and clapped.
当他一拐一拐地跑进体育场, 那些围观的人都站起来鼓掌。
And he finished the race.
他完成了他的路程。
He was interviewed and said, sir, your leg was so painful. What made you want to continue to finish the race?
他被访问说道, 先生, 你的脚那么疼, 你为什么还要坚持地完成这个比赛?
He said, my country sent me.
他说, 我国家派遣我,
and I must finish the race for my country.
所以我必须为了我的国家完成这个比赛。
Are you focused as a Christian to the end?
你为基督徒的路程, 达到路程的, 结束, 专注吗?
Because Paul was focused to the end, number two, he can expect a reward.
因为保罗专注到最后, 他可以, 期待奖赏。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day.
提摩太后书第4章第8节说到, 从此以后有公义的冠冕为我保留。 就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。Not
to me only, but to all those who love His appearing.
不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。Christians,
can I encourage you when you focus and run the race to the end? There is a reward waiting for you.
基督徒，我来鼓励你，当你跑到最后时，神有一个奖赏要给你。Paul
expected a reward at the end of his life.
保罗期待他的奖赏。
In Revelation 22, verse 12, Jesus says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me.
末世录第22章第12节, 我必快到, 赏罚在我, 必照着个人所行的报应他。
To give to every man according to as his works shall be. Matthew 16, 27, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, then shall he reward every man according to his works.
马太福音第16章第27节, 人子必得天父的荣耀, 同着众天使降临，那时候必要照着个人的行为报应他。God
will be rewarding each of us as believers according to our works.
神会根据信徒的工作来奖赏。I
say as believers.
我说是信徒。If
you're not a believer, God will reward you according to your unbelief.
如果你不是信徒，神会用 另外一种奖赏来奖赏你。
I'll talk about that at the end.
迟一些我会解释。
But Christians, remember this, God is not going to reward you according to your intention.
基督徒,
it's according to your works.
基督徒, 神他不会, 奖赏你的用意, 他会奖赏你所做过的事。
Many Christians have good intentions to serve God.
很多基督徒有好的用意。
At the judgment seat, God's going to ask you, why didn't you do it?
可是在神面前, 神会问你, 为什么你不执行那些, 你想到的好的用意。
That's why the Bible is so clear. God will only reward us according to our works.
所以圣经很明确地告诉我们, 是我们做过的事, 神才会奖赏。
As an athlete, you may have intention to train, but if you do not train, what will your coach ask you, what tell you?
作为一个运动健将, 你可能会想说, 我要好好地训练, 可是如果你不去做到, 你的教练会怎么说?
Now God will be rewarding each of us as believers according to our works.
神会根据信徒的工作来奖赏。
May I say this? He is a righteous God.
他是一个正义的神。
He knows what you have done and what you have not done.
他知道你所做和所没做的事。
Like a good boss, a boss will reward the workers who work hard and will not reward those who do not work hard.
像一个老板, 他会奖赏那些努力工作的人, 而不会奖赏那些不努力工作的人。
Sometimes Christians want things that they did not work for.
有一些基督徒会要一些他们没去,
People in this world feel they deserve this and deserve that. This is my rights. I've done this, therefore I deserve this.
这世界很多人会说他们应得到这个，应得到那个。 他做了这些, 所以他应该得到那些。
Last time in my school, there was this talent time.
以前在牧师的学校里有这个, 人才选拔, 人才选拔比赛。
好像是了，唱歌比赛。 Okay. Last time when pre-U centers was around, how many of you remember pre-U centers?
Pre-U 就是你
高中之前。 中学。
Pre-U,
大学之前。 Okay. And there was this assistant head prefect.
有这个副局长, 级长。
Okay. And he participated in the talent time.
他参加了这个歌唱比赛。
Wow, he was really singing and all that.
他唱得很投入。
And there were other people who were singing and all that.
也有其他的参赛者唱得很好。
I was asked to join also, because I can play the guitar.
牧师因为他会玩吉他, 也被邀请参赛。
But thank God I didn't know the worldly song, so I didn't have to play.
感谢主, 牧师他不懂这些, 基督徒不应该听的歌。
So at the end of the talent time, the results were out.
所以比赛完了, 所以成绩也出来了。
This assistant head prefect wasn't even in the first, second or third placing.
这个副级长他就连第三名也得不到。
It was most hilarious because he was going around, hey, how come I never win?
就非常好笑, 因为他到处问, 为什么我没赢?
He was a 17, 18 years old. Can you imagine you doing that? How come I never win?
他已经17、18岁了, 可是他到处还问人家说, 为什么我没有赢?
I remember him saying, I'm better than him.
牧师记得他说, 我比其他人还好。
I remember this vividly because it was so funny.
我记得因为这是一个很好笑的事情。
Is it possible sometimes as Christians, we feel that we deserve better from God? I deserve better family, I deserve better pay, I deserve better job, I deserve everything.
作为基督徒的, 我们是否像这个级长一样, 觉得我们, 应该得到更好的奖赏, 更好的家庭, 更好的工作, 这一些东西。
Do you realize what we really deserve? In God's eyes,
你了解到在神的眼里, 我们其实应该得到什么奖赏吗?
According to the Bible, the only thing we deserve is an eternity in hell.
圣经里说到, 我们唯一应该得到的就是, 在地狱里。
But because of His great love, when He loved us, He says, I don't want you to go to hell, I love you.
可是神因为太爱我们了, 祂说, 我不要你们到地狱去。
That's why Jesus Christ came down on the cross for our sins.
所以耶稣基督才来到世上, 为我们的死, 为我们的罪而死。
Then after we become Christians, the works that we do, we honor God.
当我们, 成为基督徒后, 我们所做的事情必须荣耀神。
God knows what we have done, and He will reward us according to our works.
神知道我们所做的, 祂也会为我们所做的来奖赏。
Some Christians have asked before, is it wrong to want a reward from God?
有一些基督徒问, 跟神讨赏有错吗?
In Philippians 3 verse 14, the Bible says, Paul says, I'm pressing on toward the prize of the high calling of God.
在腓立比书第三、第十四节说到, 向着标杆直跑, 要得天主因基督耶稣从上面招我来得的奖赏。
When we run to honor the Lord, when we serve to glorify Him, there is no sin in expecting the Lord to reward us, because that's what He promised.
当我们为神而, 荣耀他, 跟神讨赏, 是没有错的。
You know, this reward we can expect is available, or the expectation of a reward is only available to those who love His appearing. Point number three, love His appearing.
这个期望属于所有爱慕他的显现的人。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible we read just now, not to me only, but all them, to, also unto all them, also that love His appearing.
圣经说到, 就不但赐给我, 也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
This phrase, love His appearing, refers to someone who delights in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这段爱慕他显现的人的经文, 代表着那些向往着耶稣第二次到来的人。
When Jesus came to planet Earth 2,000 years ago, there were over 300 prophecies in the Bible telling us that He was coming.
耶稣基督在2000年第一次到来的时候, 圣经记载了324次。
According to the prophecies, all 300 over of them were fulfilled accurately.
圣经的预言324次都显现了。
Did you know that the Bible says over 2,000 times that Jesus Christ is coming a second time.
你知道圣经也记载了超过2000次耶稣会第二次到来吗？
The Bible says in John 14 verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
圣经说我为你们准备了地方，我必再来。
Jesus says he will come again.
圣经说耶稣必再来。
In Revelation 22 verse 20, he which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly.
末世录第22章20节说，证见这事的说，我必快到。
The word quickly means Jesus can come at any time.
我必快到代表着耶稣随时都可以出现。
In other words, he can come before you take lunch today.
他可能会在你吃饭午饭前到来。
Because Paul said in his lifetime that he was looking already forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为保罗在他生命里就已经盼望着耶稣的到来。
That's about 2,000 years ago.
那是2000年前。
The Bible says before Jesus Christ comes, there will be an increase in earthquakes.
圣经说在耶稣第二次到来前会有很多的地震。
There will be an increase in what we call climatic disturbances.
会有很多天气的不寻常。
I think many of us, our weather nowadays is extremely hot.
我们可以同意说现在的天气非常的不寻常，非常的热。
In Philippines, they have floods.
在菲律宾有...
In China, earthquakes.
在中国有地震。
And different things happening all over the world. The weather is crazy.
不同的事情发生在不同的国家里。
Seems as if the world is convulsing.
好像这个世界在
convulsing
在很激动，世界很激动，好像全部啊。 Okay, never mind. Do you realize also sin is on increase?
你知道罪恶也在增加吗?
In Singapore, unprecedented, a lot of death everywhere.
新加坡突然间出现了很多死亡。
Killing, murders, etc.
谋杀之类的事情。
Maybe it's because of the Instagram and Facebook. We all know more about this very quickly. Like breaking news.
因为有了这些 Instagram 和面部这些 传媒, 所以我们很快地知道这些消息。
Did you know that the Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come, dangerous times will come?
你知道说圣经说, 到了最后的日子, 末期, 会有很多这些危险的事情发生。
Because men shall be lovers of themselves.
因为人将会爱自己。
The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again.
耶稣基督将会第二次到来。
The Lord Jesus doesn't give the crown to those who are looking for His coming.
耶稣基督不会把冠冕给予那些只知道而看着他要到来的人。
He will give it to those who love His coming.
他会给予那些爱慕他显现的人。
Those who actively desires His return.
那些主动盼望他归来的人。
When you work the whole day, I'll just give an illustration. When you work the whole day and you're very tired and you go home.
当你工作了一天非常的累，放工回家时。
And you are going home and maybe you have small children at home.
可能你家里会有小孩。
Some parents, you may have this experience. I do not know what your experience is, but for my personally, last time, before I went into the ministry, when I came back home, I can always hear screaming behind the door.
牧师的经历是当他工作回家时，孩子们会兴奋地尖叫。
They are not screaming because a monster is coming back.
他们的尖叫不是因为他们知道说有一个怪物回来了。
But they're screaming because Papa is home.
他们在尖叫，因为爸爸回来了。
I notice one thing: the children rejoice not because Papa brought things home. Usually, I don't.
我发现的是，孩子高兴不是因为爸爸买了些什么东西回来。
They rejoice because Papa came back.
他们是因为爸爸回家了而开心。
Do you have that heart for your Heavenly Father?
你抱着同样的心情等待上帝吗？
Do you have that love for the Lord Jesus that, Lord, I'm waiting for you to come back?
你抱着同样想要耶稣显现的心情吗?
As a believer, do you live each day asking yourself, Lord, are you coming back today?
作为信徒，你是否问自己，你是不是盼望着神今天的到临？
These are people who love the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些就是爱慕神在显现的人。
There are three things the Bible says we should be doing to show our love for the Lord Jesus Christ at His coming.
圣经说, 如果我们爱, 耶稣的显现, 会做一些什么呢?
Number one, we will be obeying His word.
第一，我们会听从他的命令。
Because the Bible says, John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
约翰福音第14章第15节说, 你们若爱我, 应当遵守我的诫命。
Before I go to work, I usually will tell my children there are certain things I expect them to do.
当我去工作前, 我会告诉我的孩子, 我今天要他们做一些什么。
As a demonstration of His love and respect for the fatherly figure, they will complete the task.
他们因为就, 尊重和爱他们父亲, 所以他们会去做他被, 吩咐的事。
Christians, can I just tell you this? Obedience to the Lord is key to loving God.
所以基督徒我要告诉你的就是, 遵从神的旨意就是爱神。
Children, you may never understand this from a parent's heart. When a child obeys the parent willingly, there's a joy in the parent's heart. Would you agree, parents?
孩子们，你可能不会了解到这一点。可是，如果你是从心里去遵从你父母的命令，那父母会非常非常的开心。
Parents usually don't share this, but deep in their hearts, they are thankful they have an obedient son or daughter.
父母可能不会, 就经常跟分享这些事, 可是在他们心底深处, 他们会很感恩。
How do you think God feels when we disobey Him?
当我们不听从神的旨意时, 你觉得神感觉得怎么样?
When we love Him, let's keep His commandments as we wait for His return.
如果我们爱他, 我们就必须遵从他的诫命, 来等他的显现。
Number two, before Jesus comes, we should be also purifying our lives.
第二点是, 我们会 净化我们的生命。
In 1 John 3:3, every man that has this hope in himself, in him, purifies himself even as he is pure.
约翰一书第3章第3节, 凡心中有这指望的, 必洁净自己, 主洁净一样。
In other words, if we have been doing things we know we're not supposed to be doing, and we know Jesus is coming back, then we better get rid of that sin.
如果我们在生命里做一些我们知道我们不该做的事情，而我们知道耶稣即将到来，我们就必须把这些事情都洁净掉。
I remember when I was small.
我记得我小时候。
My mom, who is here, I don't think she will mind me sharing because it's about me, it's not about her. Okay.
就牧师的母亲在这里，所以她将说一些她妈妈不知道的事情。
When she was working, she would call back maybe about 3 o'clock.
他母亲在工作的时候，他可能在3点的时候会打个电话回来。
And she would say, "You better pack the house before I come back at 4."
他会跟牧师说，你最好在我回来前收拾好家里。
And so at 3:45,
所以到,
I would scramble and put everything, try to keep things nicely.
所以到了3点45分, 牧师就会赶快的把东西收拾好。
Everything you have, you just kind of arrange it. Hopefully, it will pass the standard.
所以他会匆匆忙忙的随随便便的把东西整理好, 希望可以躲过妈妈的这一关。
But you know that as children, we will never pass mommy's standard.
可是我们知道作为孩子我们的做的事情可能就不能达到母亲的那个目标。
How are you supposed to pass the standard? My mom is an executive housekeeper of a hotel. He takes charge of cleanliness of the whole hotel.
他母亲在旅店里管理整洁，所以他的要求很高，所以在家里牧师就很难达到他的要求。
很 stress 啊，
非常的有压力。
I know my mom works very hard for me, so I'm just using it as an illustration of my mom comes back, what am I supposed to do?
所以牧师知道他母亲很努力地为他工作, 所以他只是用这个比喻来让我们知道。
And I honestly can say when I was young, how many times I broke my mom's heart because I simply never obeyed her.
我也可以很诚实地告诉你, 当我年轻的时候, 也就, 让我的母亲很伤心, 因为我不听她的话。
Because I tried my best. I spent the last 10 minutes before she come back and pack.
她已经就很努力地在母亲回来的10分钟前赶快地把东西收拾好。
I think if you're honest, that is probably not my best.
可是如果我们想一想, 我们应该知道说10分钟其实就已经太迟了。
No, Christians, we need to be purifying our lives.
我们必须 以是基督徒的话, 我们必须洁净我们的生活。
Getting rid of hatred in our lives.
把憎恨从我们的心里解除。
Getting rid of selfishness in our lives.
把自私解除。
getting rid of things that bring us down. We know it's wrong, but yet we still hold on to them.
把那些我们知道是错的，可是我们还继续做的事情解除。
Before a lady gets married, one pimple is a disaster.
在一个女孩子出嫁时，如果她脸上有一个青春痘，那是一个很大的灾难。
Because they're getting married.
因为她要结婚了。
And the pimple is, of course, you can put a lot of powder, I suppose. Can you?
所以那个青春痘就很碍眼，虽然它可以放很多粉来遮盖。
I don't know whether it will come out as a bump.
不知道说放太多粉会不会看起来很奇怪。
I'm not a lady, so I don't know.
她不是女孩，所以她不知道。
But you know, on that day, we want to be our best.
可是我们知道，在我那一天，我们必须就是在我们最好的状态下。
Did you realize the Bible calls us the bride of Christ?
你知道圣经里叫我们什么吗？我们就是耶稣的新娘子。
That's why, as believers, we are to cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves, to prepare ourselves for the big day.
所以，作为信徒们，我们必须洁净我们的生活，来准备那一天的到来。
Did you know in your Bible knowledge in the book of Revelation there will be a marriage feast of the Lamb?
你知道在末世纪里。到了最后会有一个很大的结婚盛宴吗？
And we as believers will be the bride.
而我们这些信徒将会是那个新娘子。
Let's purify ourselves for the God, for the Lord's sake.
所以我们要为了神来洁净我们的生活。
Number three, in Luke chapter 19 verse 13, the Bible tells us we need to be occupied till he comes.
在路加福音十九章第十三节说，我们必须在等着他来到来的时候工作。
And he called his 10 servants, delivered unto them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Occupy till I come.
就将他十个仆人叫了来，给他们十米纳银子，说你们去做生意，等着我回来。
Every Christian who loves God will be busy at his coming.
所以那些爱神的基督徒就会在这段等待他到来的时间去忙。
Some of our Singaporean friends here may have maids at home.
我们这里可能会有一些有家 mates,
佣人 okay.
家里会有佣人的人。
How would you feel when you come home from your work and see your maid putting the leg on the table, having lemonade, watching TV, and talking to a friend? Your maid, your helper.
当你们工作回来时，打开门看见了你们的佣人躺在沙发上，拿着柠檬茶，看着电视机，翘着脚，你们会开心吗？
What do you think God expects His children when He says, "I want you to be occupied till I come"?
你觉得神这么说，要你在他回来之前而忙，他代表着什么？
Do you realize there are many people who still need the Lord Jesus Christ?
你知不知道还世界上还有很多需要耶稣的人？
Do you realize that there are many missionaries abroad that still need help?
你知道在这世界上有很多传道。人需要很多的帮助吗？
Do you realize the children's ministry needs a lot of help?
你知道那个儿童部需要很多帮忙吗？
Do you need the youth? Do you realize the youth camp this December needs a lot of help?
你知道那个青年假日营也需要很多帮忙吗？
I'm using this as an advertisement for the various services.
我现在来给他们打广告。
But you know what? If the Lord Jesus Christ truly comes during youth camp, will we be there, or will we be on our own holiday?
所以你想一想，如果耶稣基督在那个青年假日营出现的话，你会在那里吗？
It's not wrong to go for a holiday for your family to unwind, to relax, and to spend time together as a family. It's not wrong.
出去度假和家里团聚，一起分享快乐时光是没有错的。
This is a trend in Christianity today that we care for more for ourselves than for the work of God.
可是在今天的基督徒生命里，我们似乎就比较照顾自己多过我们想为神工作。
Let's be occupied till he comes.
我们必须为神而忙。
As we close,
我们来总结。
11 years we have an ambassador.
我们大使进信会已经过了11年。
6 years as a mission, 5 years in independence.
6年是
我们从主庙来浸信会招出来的。
OK， 从主浸信会出来，五年作为一个教会，
独立的教会了。好 ，We have done many things in our church. Praise God.
我们感谢主，我们作为一个教会做了一些事情。
Oh, I thank God those who started with us are still here today.
我感谢主那些和我们一起开始的人, 今天还在。
Those who served in the beginning, 8 of us are still here today.
在开始的八个信徒, 今天都还在。
Praise God for that.
感谢主。
Many souls have been won through Ambassador Baptist Church Ministry.
很多灵魂就被我们争取了。
We thank God that by God's grace, we are able to even baptize many people.
感谢主, 我们也可以
洗礼很多信徒。 I was just wondering today, as I was preparing the message as pastor,
牧师在准备这个今天所要讲的时候, 想到,
when the Lord Jesus Christ looked at the ambassador, would he say welcome? Our welcome, well done.
当主耶稣看到大使进信会时, 他会不会说, 做得好?
When the Lord Jesus Christ said, you've been working hard.
耶稣基督会不会说, 你们很努力的工作?
You've been loving one another according to my word.
你们照着我的话去爱护对方。
You've been following and obeying God's word.
你们跟从了我的话语。
You were united as a church.
你们很互相扶持。
You were reaching out to people who no one cares about.
你们也去为那些没有人 照顾的人而照顾他们。
When the Lord Jesus Christ look at us as a church, will he see a church united serving him?
当耶稣基督看到我们的教会时, 他会看到我们是共同一心的爱护他吗?
I wonder if Christ came today, would we individually, when Christ look at our own Christian life, say, well done?
那当我们独立的一个人的时候, 耶稣看着我们, 他会不会跟我们说, 你做得好。
Would we be standing firm and giving thanks, God, thank you for your grace helping me to run the race?
我们会不会感谢主来引导我们跑向我们的这个路程往前跑?
Or would we as Christians wished we have done a bit more for him?
还是我们作为基督徒的会想说我应该做得更多?
If you are here today and you are not a Christian, God only has one thing for you.
如果你今天坐在这里而你不是基督徒, 神只有一个旨意。
God knows that if you were to leave this world without Jesus Christ in your heart, you will have to face eternal punishment.
神知道说, 如果你今天离开这个世界, 你心里没有主耶稣的话, 你将面对的是永远的惩罚。
That's why he says, no, I'm not going to let that happen. I hope I'm going to send my son to pay that price for you.
所以我不要那样发生。 所以我把我的儿子耶稣基督, 遣送到世上来为你而死。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
所以神因为他爱世人, 所以将他的独生子, 奉献了给世界的人, 那些信他的不会灭亡。
反得永生。反得永生。
There
was an architect.
有一个建筑师。
He worked very hard for a company.
他非常努力地为工作而忙。
In fact, he worked so hard that the company's profits increased year by year because of his work.
就因为他的努力, 公司的, profit, 盈利,
The boss knew that.
那老板知道。
The workers knew that.
同事也知道。
And the architect knew that.
那个建筑师也知道。
But year after year, over 30 years, he didn't seem to get any promotion, but he still worked hard.
他30年了, 他还努力地工作, 可是就没得到, 老板的升职。
So, after working hard for so many years, he began to feel, what's the point? No one recognizes my work?
他工作了那么久, 他开始觉得说, 就为什么要那么努力呢?
He was going to retire soon.
他就快要退休了。
And so, he was telling his boss, I think I want to, I'm near retirement, I just want to kind of take a break now, I want to stop working.
所以有一天他告诉老板说, 我快退休了, 所以我就要, 放慢脚步, 我不要那么努力了。
And the boss said, hey, can I just enlist your help for one more project?
老板说, 我可以不可以让你再帮我一次的吗?
And he said, really?
他很不愿意地说, 真的吗?
And he said, of course, because of his loyalty, the company said, okay, I'll do the last project for you.
他因为对公司的忠诚, 他说, 好吧, 我就做这最后一次。
And so the boss gave him the requirements.
所以老板给了他所该做的事情。
So he as an architect began to design the project.
他就开始, 去画这些东西。
But because he knew that what's the point of carrying on, he did a half-hearted work.
所以他就心不在焉的就 就没有很努力的做。
And so, well, anyway, he still went on to, and finished the project.
他把这个项目完成了。
When all his friends look at that and say, hey, that's not his standard.
当他的同事看到了之后, 他说, 这不是他平时会做出来的东西。
And then he told the boss, I finished the project.
他也告诉老板, 我已经把工作结束了。
The boss then said, hey, thank you.
老板说, 好, 谢谢你。
Then the boss asked him into his office.
老板把他请进办公室。
Please sit down.
请坐。
So he sat down and the boss was sitting across from him.
他就坐下来, 老板坐在他的对面。
For many years, you have worked hard for this company.
老板说, 你在这公司努力了很多年。
I'm so thankful for that.
我很感谢你。
The boss paused, pulled out the drawer.
老板打开他的抽屉。
Took out a packet, kind of like a big envelope.
拿出了一个大信封。
And the man could hear keys in the envelope.
那个工程师听得到说信封里有钥匙。
You know the last project you did?
你知道你最后的那个项目吗?
That one's for you.
那个项目是给你的。
You worked so hard. That's what I can do. Here's the keys.
你努力了那么多年, 这是我可以给你的, 所以他就把信封和钥匙给了他。
Would we give up at the end?
你会到了最后放弃吗?
If I know the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你认识主耶稣基督,
His price is for you till the day you see Him.
他的奖赏是等到你见到他的那一天给你的。
He will never shortchange you.
他不会给你少了一些什么。
He will never, never, whatever you do for Him, forget.
他是永远不会忘记你所为他所做的事。
Hebrews 6 verse 10, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love.
希伯来书说耶稣是不会忘记你为他所做的事情。
Especially when you work hard out of love.
尤其是你因为爱他而努力所做的。
He will never, never for every Christian here who have put in effort even to make this anniversary successful.
他不会忘记这里的基督徒所为他所做的，就比如说这个纪念日所做的事情，他会记得。As
pastor, I have nothing to reward you.
作为牧师的，我没有什么可以奖赏你们。We
can budget the lunch for everyone.
我们可以买一些午饭。But
after you eat the lunch, where does it go?
不过吃完了之后，那午饭到哪去？Only
the Lord Jesus Christ can give you something that lasts.
只有耶稣基督可以给你一些永恒的东西。
Can I say one thing also before we finish?
我再告诉你最后一件事。
You can bring along something to heaven.
你可以带一些东西到天堂。
It's not your bank account.
不是你的银行账户。
It's not your money.
不是你的钱。
It's not your career.
不是你的工作。
It's not your PhD.
不是你的文凭。
It's your loved ones.
是你爱的人。
Only thing.
就只是那个。
Bring to heaven is your loved ones.
你唯一可以带去天堂的就是你所爱的人。
As a believer,
作为一个信徒,
your deepest heart's desire must be
你身里最深的, 欲望,
God
就是神,
save my loved ones.
拯救我所爱的人。
Nothing in this world matters anymore.
这世界所有的事情都不重要。
Is that true for you too?
你心里是不是那么想?
Parents, you have started the race well.
作为家长,你开始的非常好。
Will you also end the race well?
可是你会完成的很好吗?
Would you have children around you that love God and serve Him at your deathbed?
你周围的孩子会在你死前,
And when your children with tears in their eyes look at you,
去侍奉神而看着你的时候,
They will say, Dad and Mom,
爸爸妈妈,
Hopefully just one at a time, but Dad,
爸爸,
Maybe it's referring to me, Dad.
就说爸爸,
I'll see you in heaven.
我会到天堂里见到你。
In the meantime,
可是当前,
I'll serve God.
我会努力地为神而活。
Let's close in word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
I pray
我来祷告,
that your word
你的话语,
would have touched someone's heart today.
会触动一些人的心里。
We look forward to the day,
我们来期待,
one day that we will be in heaven with you.
我们到天堂与你同在的那一天。
We remember what Paul said.
我们记得使徒保罗所说的。
He has fought a good fight, he has finished his course, and he has kept the faith.
他很好地完成了他的尘土。
We are thankful for the example of this brave Christian.
我们很感谢你给予我们的这个保罗的例子。
We want to be brave Christians for you too, Lord.
我们要像保罗那么勇敢。
Because of your love for us.
因为你对我们的爱。
Heavenly Father,
我们的天父,
I pray for Ambassador Baptist Church.
我为大使金星会祈祷。
You have led us these 6 years as an independent Baptist Church.
你引导了我们这6年。
Lord, we pray that you have found us faithful thus far.
神，我们祈祷你就觉得我们就有跟随你。
That we will continue to be faithful to you.
而我们也会继续地跟随你。
We pray that you will lead us.
我们祈祷你的引导。
With eyes closed, heads bowed.
你们就把眼睛闭起来。
I just want to ask you a question.
牧师要问你一个问题。
If you are a Christian here today,
你如果是个基督徒的话,
has God spoken to your heart about your life on this earth?
神有没有在你心里跟你谈一谈你在世上的事情？
If God has spoken to your heart and you are saying this, Pastor, pray for me. I'm going to make a decision to honor the Lord.
如果你在心里说到我要用我的生命来荣耀主的话,
can you just pull up your right hand? I'll pray for you.
请你把右手举起来, 牧师会为你祷告。
Amen, I see that hand. Amen, the many hands are going up. Just pull up your right hand, I'll pray for you.
只要把右手举起, 牧师会为你祷告。
I'll pray for you that God will help you to make sure you finish your race well.
我会来为你祷告, 让你完成神计划给你的程度。
In your own seats, I ask that you pray between you and God, God help me and give me the strength to finish the race well.
在你坐着的椅子上, 我也要你和神祷告, 祈祷他让你完成你的路程。
And to be faithful to the little things God called you to do.
也努力地做好神给你做的那些小事情。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for the hands that have been put up.
天父, 我们感谢您那些举起手的人。
We thank you that you have touched their hearts in some way.
我感谢你触动了他们的心。
We pray that whatever decisions they make, you will give them the strength to do it.
我们来祷告, 他们心里所做的决定, 你会给他们, 那个毅力来完成。
Father, that they will remember the 6th anniversary of Ambassador Baptist Church as a time they made a decision that will influence them to the day they see you.
他们会在这6周年纪念日所做的决定来影响到他们见你的那个日子。
Father, I pray that you will bless these brethren.
我来祷告说你会, 赐福于这些弟兄。
For the rest of us, I pray that you would have worked in their hearts as well.
我也祷告那些没举手的人, 你的手会触动他们的心。
That will run this race for your glory.
他们会继续荣耀你, 来跑这个竞赛。
And Lord, if there's one person who has never trusted Christ,
如果这里有还没接受主耶稣基督的人,
I'll pray that you'll speak to them.
我祷告你会跟他们交谈。
Your eyes closed, heads bowed, just one quick question.
还有一个问题。
Have you trusted Christ as your personal Savior?
你接受主耶稣基督了吗?
God only has one will for you.
神对你只有一个旨意。
His goal for you is to have your sins forgiven when you put your faith in Jesus Christ.
他要你信耶稣而把你的罪洗清。
So that he can bring you to a place called heaven.
才可以把你带到一个地方叫天堂。
Is there someone who said, Pastor Johnny, I need Jesus in my life?
这里有没有说, 陈牧师, 我需要耶稣到我的心里的人?
Is there someone like that? Just put up your right hand, I'll pray for you.
如果你要接受主耶稣的话, 请把你的左手举起。
And I'll ask someone to share with you the gospel.
会有人跟你分享福音。
Is there someone like that?
有没有这样的人?
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father,
天父,
once again, we thank you for what you are doing.
我们再一次来感谢你。
Strengthen every believer.
请你给我们, 坚定的意志。
As we sing this final song,
我们来唱最后的诗歌。
We ask that your name will be exalted.
我们希望可以荣耀你。
Our hearts will be challenged.
我们的心里会被你的经文鼓舞起来。
And Father, we will live for you.
我们会为你而活。
Till you come.
直到你显现。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们以主的圣灵求。
Amen.
Amen.